USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that touched down in Gaylord, Michigan, in the northern part of the state, killed at least two people and injured more than 40. The twister touched down on Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. A shelter has been set up at a church. The last time Gaylord was hit with a severe windstorm was more than two decades ago. A state of emergency was declared for Otsego County. The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries at the time of the shooting. She moved to Western New York from Syracuse a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. She was affectionately known as Robbie by friends and family, who is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russia has closed the tap when it comes to gas exports to Finland. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after the Nordic country announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European countries. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. A former police lieutenant in South Florida is going to spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting two young girls. Braulio Gonzalez worked for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested 4 years ago after a girl told a psychologist that he fondled her several times between 8 and 10 years old. She also told an interviewer with the Florida Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. The jury 3 months ago convicted Gonzalez in 15 minutes. At the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, it was early voting that took first place in the race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Military officials in Washington keeping a close eye on what's happening in North Korea. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration takes intelligence very seriously that says North Korea could launch nuclear missile tests while President Biden is visiting East Asia.
With each test, they are trying to advance their program and their capabilities. And that's worrisome because those capabilities pose a threat, a very real threat, to security and stability on the peninsula, let alone the region, and even beyond the region.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States is ready to act in coordination with its allies in response to any show of aggression by East Asian countries like North Korea and China. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. and North Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirmed in remarks at a joint news conference that their shared goal is the complete denuclearization of North Korea. For the first time in about a decade, Australia's government will be controlled by its Labor Party. Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese and his party promised more financial assistance and a robust social safety net as Australia grapples with high inflation and soaring house prices. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.